I'm Daisy Mack, and this is Spiritual Mixtape, the podcast. Welcome to the October Energy Update. This episode is packed, so we're doing things a little differently, breaking it into two parts to make it easier to digest. Today, we're diving into the powerful numerology and the energy shifts that are happening from October 2 to November 2. I'm excited to guide you through this, and let me tell you, these next 5 weeks are going to be quite the hero's journey. You'll ride the highs, feel a touch of the lows, and magically, you'll receive all of the synchronicities in between. So buckle up, buttercup, as October brings a powerful shift into the 11 frequency and all of the energy it holds. Let's get started. Okay, we're going to jump straight into the energy update for October, and I am so excited to bring you guys through this. We have patterns and synchronicity galore for the whole month of October, and I'm excited about it because, frankly, the global astrology is pretty hectic, and you're going to feel that. You're going to feel power struggles. You're going to feel an inability to wrap up endings satisfactorily on a global scale. On a personal scale, this isn't easy energy, but it rewards you for doing the work. And you have been in a universal 8-year, which we're going to come to a little bit further into the podcast episode, but a universal 8-year is all about balance, doing the work, showing up for who you are authentically, showing up for who your soul is meant to be in this life. And when you do so, or when you are intentionally moving towards that, the universal 8-year gives gifts. But I'm going to take you straight in to the thing that I'm most excited about. And you know what? I'm actually like somewhat messing up here because I'm not used to recording this live. And we're going to say the things that I was going to say in the introduction. We're going to do it in the conclusion. And we're just going to move with how the energy is flowing rather than my need to be a perfectionist and get things right. Let's jump straight into these 11 days. So the podcast today is working on the 2nd, or it drops on the 2nd of October, and the next energy update won't drop until the 6th of November. So we're dealing with the 2nd of October to the 6th of November for my American friends, October 2nd to November 2nd. And I love this because this 5 weeks is an energy bubble in itself. There are several parts, but they all tell one story. And like all good stories, it has its highs and it has its lows, and it has drama, action, romance, growth. You have characters that you love, that you grow warm to. This 5 weeks has it all. And I really do want to put it out there that to get the magic of these 5 weeks, you really have to roll with every current of energy. So what is the force behind this movement of energy? It's this thing called the 11 master days. So in numerology and in angel numbers, we have 11, so a double one, and we have a master builder, which is 22 or a double two. For the last 4 months, am I counting that right? September, August, July, June, May, 5 months, we have had a slew of 22 days, like so many of them. In May, we had two. And then in June, July, August, and September, we had 3 master 22 days. Now, the energy of a 22 day is building and strengthening what you are creating on the outside.
And a 22 frequency is distinctly different to an 11 frequency. The best way I can see of putting this is FM is your 22, like FM rate. Oh my God, there's definitely going to be people young enough on this listening to this podcast who have no idea about FM and AM frequencies. In old timey times, when we used to listen to the radio with a tuner, you would have FM radio stations and AM radio stations, and your 22 days are the FM radio stations, like let's say that. And then the 11 days are tuning you to an AM frequency, two distinctly different frequencies, but within the same family. That each one is going to get you to a radio station that you want to listen to, that you want to tune into, but they are on different frequencies. That is the shift. So this month, you are going to feel the shift from outwardly doing, outwardly achieving, outwardly building, to coming back into yourself and integrating the lessons, really understanding how you're graduating from class B to class C. Like, what is it that you're taking with you? And it's wild how this has happened. So you've had this crazy slew of 22 days. Do my terrible maths. 14, right? Three times. My mum, who's listening to this, who's very good at maths, is going to be appalled at how I can't do 3 times 4 plus 2 in my head. That's definitely 12, 14. I was right the first time. 14. 14 22 days over 5 months. So literally every couple of weeks, you have been given a pulse of energy to get you to your personal mission. And that's felt really good. That would feel like having 8 amazing assistants. It would feel like having a cash injection into your company. It would feel like getting up and having 8 coffees and no jitters. That's been the energy of the last few months. However, you're moving into 11 energy now. And what's even crazier is in December, there is only one 22 day. Basically, everything switches off. You get like one 22 day on the 29th of December to just like, what are you quickly finishing before the end of the year? What is the thing that you're definitely not taking through to 2025 unfinished? It's just like a moment, a little gift, a little push. But let me tell you, these 11 days are on October 2, October 10. Apologies, it's not October 10. Something special is happening on that day. We'll come to it. October 2, October 11, October 20. And then, and we're going to concentrate on this one in this podcast episode, November 1 and then November 10. Big wave over 6 weeks of pure one energy. This is connecting you back to you. This is bringing everything together on a spiritual and soul level. And you know what? If I'm confusing anyone with the idea of a 22 day and the idea of an 11 day, let me just show you this. On Wednesday, when we have our first 11 day, it is every part of the date gets added up individually. So we'll do it American style with the month first. 10 becomes 1 because you don't add the, there's no value to the 0. So 1 plus 2, 2nd of October, 20. 24, those individual parts of the year become 2 plus 0 plus 2 plus 4, which is 8. So you have 1 plus 2 plus 8, and that is 11. So that's how you get to a master 11 date. Every part, every number within the date has to add up to 11. And a master 22 date, same thing, but it adds up to 22. Would you believe it? the first Master 11 date falls on the eclipse. How wild is that? And we're going to come into that in just a moment. But I want to just give a few more ideas around. Oh my gosh, the live stream has a counter on it. That's so I love it. Okay. Let's talk about this slew of 22 dates just quickly. So you know, we are in a master 8 year. That's when every part of the year adds up to 8. I'll just show you that again in case you need it. 2 plus 0 plus 2 plus 4 is 8. I don't know why counting makes me so nervous. Clearly, a perfectionist still in there. 8 years are about action. They are about getting the work done. They are taking all of the lessons from 1 to 7 and embodying them in 8. But 8 has a level of maturity that holds the notion of balance. So you may be getting shit done, but you're not burning out. You're not Daisy circa 2018. You are Daisy 2024, who understands the lessons that the tough lessons that 2018 brought her and is making, like producing in the same way that she could do in 2018, but in a way that's healthy, balanced, whole, that takes care of not just her outer success, but her inner success. That's what a universal 8 year is. But this universal 8 year has worked in parts. It's really given us this slew of 22 dates to get the stuff done. And then it's flowing at the end of the year with these 11 dates. And look, the 11 dates really, the 11 dates are really falling over a turbulent time in terms of global astrology. The point of this podcast and the point of what we do at Spiritual Mixtape isn't to rehash what astrologers are saying with what's going to happen in the US elections, what's going to happen with the war in the Middle East, what's going to happen with the war between Russia and Ukraine. My job is not to predict global crisis or political elections, to take the information, because by the way, there are amazing astrologers that do that. My purpose with these energy updates is to help you find the highest possible signature, even if that means releasing, learning a tough lesson to get to the higher signature, so that you can navigate the flow of the energy in your life. I feel intuitively that these beautiful 11 days with this very pure angelic frequency are coming through on a personal level during this turbulent astrology in order for us people, this normal people, to live the highest version of our life. The best thing that you can do with all of this change and conflict is hold the highest frequency, which is enlightenment, love, compassion, empathy. And there's no way you're doing that if you are down in the Sun, Mars, Pluto, tricky transits, if you're in the T squares that are like coming through thick and fast October and November. What you've got to think about with the complicated global astrology that's happening over the next 2 months is there is very much necessary change that needs to happen to the systems in which we live. And that's what that astrology is there for. That astrology isn't out to catch you and I out. That astrology is to level the playing field that we live on, so that the few that hold the power, or so that the power can be distributed more evenly and everyone gets a good shot at life on this planet. Very idealized way of thinking about it, but That's what I believe, because the more I look at the patterns of the numerology and the astrology that comes through, the more I'm sure that we are being given gifts of extra energy in order to behave just like that, to hold the highest frequency when things are crazy. So let's really jump into these dates now. The 2nd of October. I mean, I know that people think that we should just focus on the eclipse and focus on the fact that it's the last one on this axis for Libra, but it's just not how I feel about it. It just isn't where the energy is bringing me to. Instead, I really feel that the 2nd of October and this moon energy that we have on this final Libra eclipse, we get the gift of an 11-day over the top of it. What is a common theme for the next month on a personal energetic level is the wrapping up and the closing and the starting anew. The wrapping up of any Libra themes. So to make this easy, your relationship with yourself, your relationship with others, and how you feel and experience fairness and justice. Obviously, when you think about that on a global scale, it can be a little overwhelming. But a way to bring this down and to work with the energy on that day is this simple ritual. Reflect on the last 9 years. Now, why have I picked 9 years? The lunar nodes, so the lunar eclipses, move on an 18-year cycle. So it won't be back at this point on its tour for 18 years, but it will be on the other side, on the other pole, within 9 years. Takes, so half a circle is a 9 year. Reflect on what you've learned over the past 9 years, because the frequency of the axes shift on a 9 year cycle. Set a clear intention of what you are leaving behind. And then write down one habit, one belief, one relationship dynamic that you are ready to release. That's it. That's the ritual. Now, I'm really inspired by this and just by this, because there's so much nuances to the moon that you could, and with the eclipses that you could spend so long looking into, and everybody resonates differently with the energy. But the reason why this talks to me so much on a personal share is literally this time last year, 9 years ago, I took the job that brought me to America and I moved here and I changed my career. And it was that decision to move into that company and do that different role that then actually led me 4 years later out of the industry that I'd been in and that I'd been crafting in for almost 10 years. It was, yeah, that's right. And when I moved to the States, I really felt my relationships change. And it is very painful for me. And we're going to move into, in the second part, I know that we're going to have to do two parts to this podcast because I can already see we're at 20 minutes. There is Creon energy in this month, which we'll do in part two of the podcast. And Creon energy is the wounded healer. So if you are feeling a very significant shift in your relationships over the past 9 years, take time on this day not to do the flashy moon eclipsing, but just to do this simple ritual. Reflect on the past 9 years of your relationships, including your relationship to yourself. Set a clear intention of what you're ready to leave behind. Write down one habit, belief, or relationship dynamic that you are ready to release. Now, I want to make it clear that my marriage and my best friends have survived this. And actually, that's a great thing to reflect on too, the positives of this. But I was deeply hurt by some friends in this period who really came into my life as part of this 9-year cycle. And it's like this 9 years has really had me journeying into what I expect and accept from friends, how I view my own loyalty, and how I want people to show up even when they fuck up. Okay, we can leave it there. Let's move on. So the next Master 11 day that we're going to think about in this podcast episode is October 11. But I want to just go 24 hours before that and talk about October 10, the 10-10 portal. Ooh, I love portals of energy in numerology. I am obviously crazy about 8-8, about the Lionsgate portal, and I'm all about like 7-7's a big one, 9-9. I mean, they all are amazing. I tend to resonate less with 5-5. You didn't need to know that, but whatever. 10-10. To come back to this idea of completion, what we're being asked to complete, what are you leaving behind in those 9 years? When you hit the 10th of October, the numerology flips into a full circle moment. And then right after that full circle moment, you get this beautiful 11-day energy. So you literally move from, and I wrote some notes this morning about it, the clearing energy of October 2. Then you get to, oh my God, I've missed out the most important part. When I practiced this yesterday, yes, I do practice my podcast, not everyone, but I bet you're sitting there thinking like, Daisy, you practice this? Doesn't sound like you do. What happens on the 11th of October, in addition to this, you've basically got 48 hours of heightened energy, ending energy, re-beginning, death and rebirth. And it's because there is layers of things happening here, layers of energy. Things are such a, who cares? Things are, people say that, think you shouldn't use words like things are nice. Just, I love the word just, and I love the word really, as such, it's so British. Really, actually, we love words like that. But this energy, so we have 10-10, full circle moment with the numbers, angel numbers, numerology. Then we have an 11-day on the 11th of October, completely wild. So you've got this 48 hours of like number energy. So if you're someone that sees angel numbers a lot, you see recurring number sequences, expect to be hit either in an amazing way or either in an exhausting way on the 10th and the 11th of October. So you have the 10-10 full circle moment, then you have an 11 day on the 11th day of the 10th month. The following day. But what's also incredible about this is a once in a lifetime moment. We have Pluto moving direct on the 11th. Now, again, I'm not going to concentrate on the astrology in this podcast. We'll do it a little bit more in part two of this energy update. But astrologers are crazy for Pluto's movements right now because Pluto has gone from was about to do its last moment in Capricorn. So Pluto is moving into Aquarius and Pluto cycles 248 years. I'm always like slightly off by this. It could be 243, but it's somewhere in those 5 years. And we will never see this again. None of us are, unless we put our brains into special cryo chambers, who knows? None of us are living to see the next Pluto Capricorn moment. And the reason why people or astrologers are excited about it is Pluto is into the last degree of Capricorn. And I'm not going to get you bogged down on that because, again, I'm not an astrologer. But all you have to know, when something is in its last degree, it's on the last chapter. It's on the last page of the book. You are so close to the end. Now, when Pluto, the archetype of death and rebirth, delusion, moved into Capricorn in 2008, we saw the end of Lehman Brothers. We saw the Great Recession happen. All of our banking systems, especially where they were corrupt or where they bent the rules, came crumbling down. Now, that's the global scale of what happens, Capricorn and Pluto. When Pluto is in Aquarius, that's also very exciting because it's revolutionary energy. It's also the Pluto return for America. America was born under Pluto and Aquarius. Think about everything that's happened to America in the last 240 something years, you know? But I want to just bring this down to the personal. So we've seen that on a global scale, it is life-changing energy frequencies, energy exchanges. But on a personal level, Capricorn is how we define our success. And for me, that feels, I do feel it really deeply. We are really going on a journey of my adult life here. 2008 is when I shifted from the fashion industry into the music industry. And now that I've done a lot of healing, even though I loved the music industry very, very much, and I met lots of wonderful people, including my husband, through it and had a lot of amazing experiences, I do look at that as a fork in the road and think that there are probably a lot of ways in which I would have been career-wise happier to have stayed in the fashion industry. It's a lot to admit. And that's the kind of insight you're going to get on the 10th and the 11th of October, is coming off the back of this. What are you leaving behind from your relationships? What is that one habit, that one belief, that one relationship? What is it that you're leaving behind? And then you move into a week later, or 8 days later, this window, the 48-hour window of what has come full circle. How do you define success? Because that's a big thing on a personal level with Capricorn and Pluto, personal definitions of success. And I can say, hand on my heart, that how I define success now, it looks so different to what young Daisy in 2008 thought success looked like. You know, my definition of success would take me into burnout. So here's a little ritual for you to use on this day. Let me look at the time. Oh my gosh. Okay. So meditate on your full circle energy. So the moments, especially in recent times, so maybe like the last 6 months, where you have felt that you have come full circle, that you have learned the lesson and embodied it. And when you go beyond that physical moment, what do you really feel that you've completed? What do you really feel that you're graduating from? So on the 10th of October or the 11th of October, spend some time journaling on the energy of your full circle moments, what they have taught you, I can feel that in my higher heart as well. So really how your heart has experienced these changes, and no holds barred, like really get into what has and hasn't worked for you. And remember that you are coming off of this Libra energy. So you really may be called to look at the full circle nature of the relationships, especially the relationships that are piecing out. And as you do that, as you experience your full circle moments and journal about them, ask yourself, in the last year, how have you really redefined success for yourself? Stick in two contrasts, 2008 you, 2024 you. You can list the versions of success markers for both of those moments in time for yourself. Spend a moment healing what needs to be healed. And then let it all go. Personally, I've really been working on this for a long time. It also comes into, and we'll do this in the next episode, this idea of Black Moon Lilith, which is very much our dark shadows and embodying and holding our dark shadows. So I've really had to look at, like, where my success and like my drive to achieve is marred in shadow energy, i.e. it's not particularly healthy, or hasn't been very healthy for me, and why I've needed that so badly, like why I would burn myself out to achieve success. Like, why can something that should be so uplifting for you and everyone around you, why that for me could be so destructive? That was deep. Now, I just want to give you, before we close up this part of the podcast, I just want to give you a ritual for October 20. And I know that we haven't done the 11 days in November, but I've been talking to you for too long. And we're going to do a part two for this energy update. It will drop a week later. I've decided that somewhat on the spot, just so it's easier to digest. I am not a big fan of long episodes, so I always want to keep my episodes around or under 35 minutes. The 20th. This is a lovely day for pure manifesting from a very open, clear point. You will, and I'm not going to sugarcoat this, have some wobbly energy 3 days before around the, what am I calling this? Around the full moon. Yeah, it's got to be full. You're going to feel a bit tired. You're going to feel a bit exhausted, because if you've actually been doing your universal eight work and flowing with this 11 energy, you will have released some shitty habits. You will have redefined success. And the other thing that happens that we're going to talk about in the next episode is there is some deep Creon healing energy on the 13th and 12th of October. So there is so much that is churning inside of you emotionally that is going to come up in the next 3 weeks, but you are fully supported to do that. And some of it's going to be really, really exciting. And you've just got to remind yourself that when I get rid, when I take out, The universe abhors a vacuum and it comes right in and it gives me a higher frequency and it gives me what I really want and really need. So come October 20, our last 11 day of October, you basically have a clean slate where you can start a new vision board, where you can write a future letter to yourself, where you can focus on the emotions that you really want to feel from this higher state. Okay, I'm going to leave this part of the episode here. We are not done with the numerology. On the next episode, we are going to look at those two amazing 11 days in October. In fact, I'm lying to you. We're only going to look at the one on the first. Now, the one on the first also hits on the same day that we have a Scorpio new moon. And this is one of the best moons of the year. It's so special and lovely. And of course, is going to have this 11 energy riding on the top of it. I really think that that's going to be a badass manifesting day. Now, the other thing that we're going to talk about in the next episode is the fact that all of this happens on this Scorpio moon and this 11 day. All of that happens on the 44th week of the year. So in a universal 8 year, it's hitting literally on the 8, where the component parts 4, 4 equals 8. So it's supercharged in every way. There is going to be a lot of other energy hitting that week. It is the week before the US elections. It is going to be very hyped up, slightly crazy, and uncomfortable. But what we do with these energy updates is give you enough information that you can use your intuition to pick the highest possible frequency that's available to you that week and ride on that slipstream of light. Because I do believe that these 11 energies, these 1-1s, are pure angelic light frequency. Then the other thing that we're going to do in the next podcast, we're going to also look at this Creon energy. So for my empaths, my starseeds, my light workers, anyone that works in a healing art or even in like medicine, like anyone that's out there being of service, this Creon energy between now and it's the end of its retrograde in December, this is for you this month. Gives you more of a churn. It's really garbage disposal stuff, but it is really like cleaning the system. So we have some of that mid-month, and then we have beautiful Creon energy as a reward 3 weeks later. So we're going to get into that in the next episode. I'm going to wrap things up here. Thank you for being with me. Thank you for letting me riff about these beautiful 11 days that are coming. Please remember that these energy days are all about embodying the light. They are all about hitting your intuition, spiritual awakening, the spiritual journey. Your time for being productive will come again. Use your energy over the next 2 months to build resilience, trust, increased empathy within. Those are the tools that the energy wants to bring to you, and that's a wrap for this week. If you have enjoyed this and if you want to go deeper, everything is in the membership. The second part to this podcast is already going to be up in the membership. If you can't wait till next week to get it, please go into my membership. It is only open to friends and family, but you will find a link in the show notes to get yourself in for 50% off. At some point in October, we will do a really fun launch alongside some really amazing information, a very, very special partnership that we have later in the month of October that we should all be out there celebrating. So thank you so much for being here. If this episode resonated with you, please drop a little review or 5 stars into the review column. Every time you support the podcast, you make it easier for the community to grow and you make it easier for me to show up and keep giving resources for free. I thank you for being here. I know you have a million places you could go, but it warms my heart that you have listened to me talk for like 40 minutes. Woof, better go. Thank you. Bye.